Where's Frank? I walk through the side gate and into Frank's yard, then check the aviary one last time. Mimi still isn't there. I make my way up the little path to Frank's back door and knock loudly. But this time when I turn the handle, it's locked. That's strange. Frank's back door is never locked. It's how I let myself in when I visit. I always knock first, of course, but then I open it and call out. Sometimes Frank doesn't hear the knocking. It's funny. His head is almost bald, but he's got a lot of hairs in his ears. Maybe that's the problem. I've offered to trim them, but he hasn't taken me up on that yet. I press my face against the glass. It's dark inside. All the pigeon stuff is making creepy shadows. Frank's not in his comfy chair in front of the television. He's not in the kitchen either. He might be having a lie down, but he never does that in the middle of the day. He says nana naps are for old people. Frank says a lot of funny things like that. I walk around to the front of the villa and ring the doorbell. Woof follows right behind, wagging his tail. I can hear the ding-dong chime, but still Frank doesn't come. If I stand up on my tippy toes in the garden bed under the window, being very careful not to trample his favourite flower bush, I can see into his bedroom. He's not there. I feel even more sick than before. Maybe I had too much Milo, or maybe it's something else. Where's Frank? I ask Woof. He shakes his head. Clearly he doesn't know either. I have a bad feeling about this. It's not shopping day and Frank hates bingo, so I know he's not up at the clubhouse with the other residents. One time when I did convince him to go, he won 3 packs of toilet rolls and a box of cereal and declared that he was never playing again. As far as I know, he hasn't. What if he's fallen over in the bathroom and he's hurt? The window is open just a tiny crack. I give it a push and it slides back. I'll pop the screen, then climb inside using my gymnastics skills to rescue him. Except that I haven't been practicing as much as I should. What on earth do you think you're doing, Willa Tate? Mrs. Wilson's voice scares me so much I jump into the air and the screen falls off into Frank's bedroom. Woof runs away down the side of the house. He's terrified of Mrs. Wilson. I spin around. She's standing right there with her hands on her hips. She does that to the old people too. I was looking for Frank. Mrs. Wilson's eyebrows furrow together like 2 giant hairy caterpillars, and the red curls piled on top of her head flip and flop. She's wearing really high heels too, which isn't a good sign. He's probably having a nap, she says, tapping her foot. I shake my head. He's not, I tell her. And how would you know that? She asks. For a moment, I'm distracted by a little black hair that's growing out of Mrs. Wilson's chin. I wonder if she knows it's there. I think about telling her, then decide maybe now isn't the best time. She glares at me and I remember that she just asked me a question. Frank doesn't take nana naps, and I've checked all the windows to see if I can find him, I say. Well, you are a busybody, Willa Tate, she snaps. Now off you go home. I've got a good mind to have that gate between your yard and the village blocked up for good. She'd better not. It's the quickest way to get to Frank's place. I try and think of something else that will get her attention. Maybe she'll take a look inside. What if Frank's had a fall, I ask. Like Mrs. Varma. At the mention of the lady's name, Mrs. Wilson's shoulders pull back. I twist my lips so that they don't make a smile. That was very quick thinking from me. Mrs. Varma was on the floor for almost the whole day before anyone found her, and Mrs. Wilson got into trouble with Mrs. Varma's family for not taking care of her properly. I heard Sue Min telling Mum. Mrs. Wilson charges up onto Frank's front porch and pulls a keychain from her pocket. Seconds later, she opens the door and calls out. Frances, are you here? I follow her inside, and while she's checking the bathroom, I dash down the hallway to the lounge room and the kitchen and the laundry. Mrs. Wilson finds me checking around the side of the washing machine. What are you doing in here? She snaps. Her caterpillar eyebrows are crawling closer together. Helping, I tell her. Frank's my friend and I'm worried about him. Frank, I mean Francis, she corrects herself, is a cranky old man. You should have friends your own age. I do, I reply. Tay is my best own age friend, but Frank is my best old age friend, and Wolf is my best four-legged friend. You can have friends that are all different ages, Mrs. Wilson, and different species. There's no law about friends. She makes a snorting noise. Well, he's clearly not here, is he? Mrs. Wilson goes back into Frank's bedroom. Maybe she thinks he could be hiding in the wardrobe. I probably would if she came charging into my house. I open the hall cupboard. Frank's suitcase is missing, I yell. I know he has one because he once had to go to hospital and I saw him get it out. Mrs. Wilson rushes back into the hall and makes a face. Well, he certainly didn't let me know he was going anywhere, which is completely against the Sunset View's rules. I bite my lip. Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, Mimi is missing, and now Frank is too.